escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And he struck him out. Tarek Skubal did 98. What might be his final pitch of the night?
Pretty good. I mean, we missed him twice, both games last year, and I think we probably paid the price for that this year, and we got him both times. So I think somebody said he had 6 punch-outs. Is that right? Yeah. I think that's the positive for us. I mean, we battled. We put the ball in play. You know, he's doing that to everybody right now. So tip your cap to him.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. We had Antonio. Now we got MJ. It's Friday. And the Birds took one yesterday. Tarek Skubal, isn't it great, Ed, to be able to dominate when you don't have your best stuff? Because I don't think Skubal had it last night. He didn't have his best stuff, and he's still just that much better than everybody.
He's just better than everybody else. He's one of those guys. You know, him at like 85% is still better than like 85% of major league pitchers. Yeah. He still looked pretty damn good, though.
I love it, man. I absolutely love it. It's just to see him. You know, I don't like my team losing, but Jeremy, I've said this to you before. Every sport, I love offense. Baseball, pitching and defense. I love to see superior pitching and defense in baseball.
I think I'm okay with, I just don't like when we get to, and even being a guy that likes offense, I hate the NFL games where we start approaching 80 to 100 points. It's just like, what are we doing? Baseball is so weird to me because it doesn't matter if it's 11-8 and it's a close game or if it's 1-0. I think both of them are very enjoyable, but I get what you're saying because you almost feel like you're on the edge of your seat when nobody's hitting. It's like, all right, who's going to come through? Somebody's going to come through with a big hit. And that was probably what was going on with the Yankees and the Royals yesterday. That was a 1-0 game, two pitchers coming out and just dealing. So, yeah, it's seeing Dean last night go 7. I think that's a good sign. Uh-huh. The hiccup. I mean, if you're being honest and being fair, he had one bad inning. It still counts. And I'd still say, too, like you had the situation of he gave up the home run. Kowser ran into the wall. And then you had that long layoff until he faces the next batter. And I'm not making excuses for him. You got to be better and get out of that jam. You can't walk the guy to get to Parker Meadows and have him hit that bomb.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Just the mistakes that you're making, and you're right 100% spot on that. As we turn the page to Anaheim, what's your expectation, Jeremy, of this?
Of Anaheim? Yeah. I mean, look, Anaheim or Los Angeles has a better record than you, but that doesn't mean much to me because of the division you've been playing in. So I think Charlie Morton needs to be on tonight. He can't come out and look like he looked in the first, month, 2 months, whatever it's been. He's been better as of late. His last start gave up a couple runs. Get the strikeouts going. Predominantly right-handed lineup for the Angels. But I think the Orioles have to win 2 out of 3. I wouldn't be shocked if they swept them. I would not. Because the Angels, again, they can hit, and they're going to have an opportunity to hit tonight. I just don't buy into a lot of their pitching. We might get to... See, I didn't look at it. Is you say Kikuchi?
Kikuchi.
In the rotation? Sunday. Ooh.
Father's Day. What was that? What was that? Oh.
A little Kikuchi. A little Kikuchi on Sunday. That's great, man.
What was the actress that you used to always say that? Coochie, coochie.
Oh, that's
when I was young.
It
wasn't Zsa Zsa Gabor.
No, Pia Zadora?
Pia Zadora, yeah. Coochie, coochie. No, it wasn't her.
No.
It was Chara.
Charo.
Charo.
Yeah. Chara, yeah.
Same thing.
Coochie Coochie.
Yeah. He is
it's not the same person?
That was
the, No, always, it's not the same person. Oh.
She would always. I mean, that's
You mean
that was
Zsa Zsa, Pia, and Charo aren't the same person?
No.
Oh, honey, baby. Did not know that. I'm kidding.
You need to go home and get to bed.
Something's off today. But yeah, like, again, Kakanowicz today is a guy, like, if you don't come out and beat this dude's ass, I got issues. Like, he sucks.
So
I hope he's not listening to the show. You suck, Jack. You suck. This is a guy, like, again, maybe he figures it out at the major league level, but this is a guy that I attack, man. There's certain pitchers that will embarrass you at times, but I got a buddy that every time Patrick Corbin pitched, he went against him. He would bet against him or bet the over, and he made a killing off of it. And now Patrick Corbin's turned back the clock this year, and he's got an ERA in the
threes. Where is he now?
Texas.
Texas, okay.
He pitched yesterday against the Twins, and it was a 16-3 game or something. So, yeah, Colin Ray, who was a guy that pitches for the Cubs now, was on the Brewers. Every time he pitched, went against him. And now he's kind of figuring it out. He's getting ground balls, and he looks okay. So, but some of these young pitchers, when they get called up, and I think the Angels are struggling because they don't have a ton of starting pitching. So, they need to knock him around today.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We're going to do program reminder. We're going to do the encore and what we learned today at 9:30 because Heidi Watney will be on. She's part of the broadcast tonight for the Orioles and Angels game. What's up, man?
So two things. Joe, you corrected the Phyllis thing. It was a St. Louis?
Louis Cardinals.
St. Louis Cardinal football team. That she was
should still be.
Okay. Yeah. So, and then the other thing was we're going to be giving
plus
away.
She was a cheerleader.
Yes.
Okay. I knew. Okay.
We're giving. She said she had an ankle injury or something that stopped her from cheerleading, right? I believe that's what it was. But two tickets to the 2025 BMW Championship happening August 12th to the 17th at Caves Valley Golf Club, courtesy of Western Golf Association Evans Scholars Foundation. We'll tell you when to call in. We'll do it this hour. Just stay tuned.
Daniel Allen Tuck will join us up next. An article she wrote about Brian Madison. The late Oriole up next on the Fan. Baltimore's.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jeremy, before we get our next guest on, what do you remember about Brian Mattis?
I mean, look, I always thought he was a very nice guy. I remember he was the first Oriole that I saw out and about a few times. And if you went up to him and approached him, super nice. Like, I had a lot of people here that I worked with that were closer to the Orioles working in the clubhouse that would just speak highly of him. And from the sounds of it, you know, he had what a lot of people have, an addiction problem.
Some demons, yeah.
Yeah, so whatever that may be, like whatever you might be addicted to, good thing I never got addicted to gambling. I've been 20 years doing this, 25 years doing it, never got addicted. But in all seriousness, like a failed starter, right?
Right.
But when he came in, the thing I always remember about him, he was Big Poppy's Poppy.
Not only Big Poppy's Poppy, Josh Hamilton's Poppy as well. Remember
yes,
that?
But I don't care about Josh Hamilton. Big Poppy, you some bitch. You cheating some bitch. You pay for that phone.
Joining us right now from the Baltimore Banner, Danielle Allen, courtesy of the Window Nation's Guest Hotline. What's up, Danielle?
Good morning.
Good morning to you. No, what was your motivation, first of all, behind doing this article?
Yeah, so this is a story that we have been working on for months. I covered his death originally, which was January 6th. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to do, after writing the initial news story about it, I wanted to talk with his teammates and his friends and be able to learn more about him, to be able to cover him better and write a story. And in doing so, things just kind of kept unraveling a little bit. And it was his teammates and former manager who first alerted us to, you know, the fact that Ryan was not happy at the end of his career. He always saw himself as a starter. And the fact that he was in a bullpen, he never showed it on the field or in the clubhouse. You know, he was a great teammate, a great colleague. But it was just the fact that, you know, it kind of felt like his whole life had gone downhill from there. And he turned to addiction and he had allegations of domestic violence. And we really wanted to tell this story because, you know, you look at professional athletes and you think that they're superheroes and that they can handle anything, but they have problems just like you and I do. You know, they suffer mental health, they have addiction, and we really wanted to tell the story in hopes that it could just help people and show them that they're not alone. And, you know, it doesn't have to end like this. There are options out there for you. It didn't have to be as drastic as Brian's case was.
Yeah, Brian was not at the level of the guy I'm going to refer to, but it reminds me. You told me people having problems seeming to have it all. He was considered like the next great pitcher for the Orioles. He was going to be the guy. And then we all know what happened. He loses everything. And I always wondered, I don't know how, you know, which, when you guys discussed the article, I grew up a Mets fan. Dwight Gooden was one of the best pitchers I've ever seen. At 20 years old, he was dominant. Mm-hmm. When the Mets won the 86 series, he missed the victory parade. He was in a crack house in Queens. And have you ever, like, when you research this, did anyone talk about or like why this happens to guys? Or how can they fall so far from having it all to doing things that are outrageous?
I mean, I think, unfortunately, that's just what addiction does to you. Mm-hmm. And if you don't get the help that you need, you know, in Brian's case, he did go to rehab, but as far as we know, that was pretty far removed from his death. It wasn't recent. And I just think, unfortunately, like, addiction can hurt anybody, you know, even these big stars who seem like everything is perfect.
Hey, Danielle, as far as, like, you know, this is always hard to talk about and when you lose somebody. But the one thing that we were kind of alluding to before you came on that at least I'll remember about him are all those great moments of him coming in when a lefty specialist was a thing. That's exactly what he was.
It was. And we did do an entire story separately, too, shortly after his death, on all of his great accomplishments. And he was great in the community. He worked very closely with Casey Cares. So, you know, on the surface, you know, he was a great teammate, a great friend. You know, Zach Britton, who was one of his closest friends, even told me, you know, months before his death, you know, he was, you know, Brian was still being a great friend and texting him. And, you know, it didn't seem like anything was going on below the surface from his point of view.
Yeah, Alan Tech joining us from the Baltimore Banner. Daniel, I thought including Ben McDonald in this article was brilliant. You talked about his career ending with shoulder injuries at the age of 29 and picking fights, not wanting to be a parent, picking fights with his wife. We don't see the mental health side of athletes a lot because many of us retire in our 50s and 60s and sometimes after that. But these athletes are retiring, if they're lucky, in their 30s.
Yeah, and these are guys who, you know, their entire life goal was to be a Major League Baseball player. Mm-hmm. And then they hit it and their career ends and they're like, what am I supposed to do now? And in the case of somebody like Ben McDonald or Brian Mattis too, they didn't get to choose when their career ended. They had no control over it. It just ended one day and suddenly they had to move on to their lives. And, you know, in Ben McDonald's case, he was 29. He had a whole life to fill and he had no idea what to do. And I just think that, you know, these athletes, when they're playing, and current athletes have spoken out about this too, Charlie Morton talked about this, when they're playing, they're not thinking about their future because they have this one chance to play. So they just have no idea what to do when it ends. And in Ben McDonald's case, you know, he was really, really lucky that he had a supportive wife who put him in therapy. You know, Ben McDonald did admit to having a drinking problem. He was lashing out at his family and his wife gave him an ultimatum, like, go get help or you're not part of this family anymore. And he did that. And, you know, now Ben McDonald's great. He's a broadcaster. He has a loving family still. And that's just really, really proud example of what getting help and figuring out what your purpose is after your career ends and how that can benefit you.
Was there anything that you learned about him in diving into this that you didn't know ahead of time?
About Ben or Brian?
Oh, I'm sorry, Brian.
I mean, I think a lot of it was new.
Because haven't been on the beat that long, right? This is how much did you didn't get to cover him really, right? So this is kind of relatively new stuff.
Yeah, I didn't cover him, but I grew up in the area, so yeah. I knew of him. Watched. I think that I had the same perception that maybe a lot of you guys did, where like I saw him on TV, I saw him, you know, doing these town events, and that was kind of all I knew about him, which is kind of his stats and his face. So we did learn a lot about his personality. He was a huge golfer. He could golf with both hands, which is incredible. I can't even golf with one side. And just, you know, loved the Cardinals, loved the Nuggets. The big piece about it, though, is that he just never found what he wanted to do once his playing career ended. He just couldn't figure out what else he was passionate about.
There she is, Danielle Allen Tech. Check out the article yourself, the story yourself, please, at the Baltimore Banner. Also, Danielle, tell folks how they can follow you on social media.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at @D_AllenTuck.
Thanks a lot, Danielle. See you at the ballpark.
Thank you.
All right. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. It's Caleb Joseph was a former roommate of Brian Madison. He said he found out, he figured last July, I think, that he could sense that Brian was in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
He said he knew when something was wrong with him. They've been roommates on three different occasions. And yeah. He said last summer he could sense that something was wrong beyond the normal.
And what I was saying, too, it kind of applies, and you can kind of see how the whole thing, saying that Brian Mattis was the first guy that I saw out. I was out a lot back then.
Right.
And you'd run into him in Fed Hill all the time.
Right.
God, I ran into him at Mother's like four different times. So, yeah, I mean, and you got to think about the lifestyle that you're living. It's, I think for some of the baseball, you travel with them. Mm-hmm. Does it feel lonely at times?
It could. So I could see how they get that way. I'm gonna, when it's all said and done, I'm gonna do about 50 road games.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing 81. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, you got spring training where you're isolated from your family. I could see, because think about this.
Also being a young bachelor at times too, man.
I was on the West Coast with them for 8 days. When I came back home, I went back to just doing radio and off, and then I'm gonna travel again in Tampa. They don't.
Yeah.
They come back home to having to grind constantly. You know, so I can see mental health. People look at the glory. My uncle down south is a preacher, and he once preached a sermon. And in that sermon, he said, everybody knows your glory, but they don't know your story.
Yeah.
And we look at these players, and we know their glory, but do we really know their story? And I think you find that out.
I mean, and the problem is these stories, it's so common.
Yeah.
So common. I mean, it's like, yeah, it's like, they're just people. I mean, you can go through a list of people off the top of your head that have. I mentioned Dwight Gooden. How about Lawrence Taylor? How about Michael Irvin? How about Theo Fleury? There were so many guys you can go through who had serious drug problems. That kind of
Josh
Hamilton, yeah. John Daly. I mean, just you can go through a list of people.
Jeremy Kahn.
Allen Iverson, Jeremy Kahn.
Yes.
Jennifer Capriati, Jeremy Kahn.
You know, Jennifer Capriati, where she played best was when she was on grass.
Yes.
Ah.
Andre Agassi, too.
Hottie Watney joins us at 9:45.
We're
on the other side. We got Joe LaCroix's encore. Also, find out what we learned today on The Fan.
I thought I was on a nickel machine, and I was on a quarter machine.
Right.
And I'm looking down, and I'm like, oh, my God, how much money did I win? Thinking they were nickels.
Right.
And then once it paid out, I went, holy hell. I just won, you know, quite a few $100. So I gave $100 to all my friends and said, hey, go gamble and have fun. If you win something, give me the $100 back.
Yeah.
Being an idiot like I am with money.
Yeah.
But the best part was I took everybody to dinner, too, and we went to Hooters. And at Hooters, our waitress had Tourette's, and none of us knew it.
They all have Tourette's. They have two of them.
Do they? Oh. But no, you'd hear something. She's like, what do you want? And you're like, what the hell is that? Beautiful girl. And you're, I mean, and then they had these, they would slide the tickets all the way across the room from the, like, you'd be sitting 20, 50 feet from the kitchen or whatever, and it's, and you see, she just starts barking. And I'd never seen someone that beautiful with that affliction. And I was, it was amazing, man. I couldn't stop laughing. And I felt bad about it, but I don't know. You've seen the girl that has her own TV show now that has Tourette's. It's hilarious, the things that come out of her mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we got a lot of texts from the Tourette Society, by the way.
Did we?
Yeah.
What'd they say?
Joe got them.
Hey!
Encore brought to you by Lions.
Pleasure did it.
Pleasure, passion, and romance. Put some passion back in your relationship. If you don't check out Lions, then the UPS driver is going to be the happiest man in the neighborhood.
Hey, and, can I do this real quick?
Am I wrong?
Where's your husband? You know, you said, yeah, I always wanted to be in a porno movie. Little did I know, I had the role of the husband leaving for work. What's up, Jeremy?
I want to give away the two tickets to the BMW Championship 2025, that is, happening August 12th to the 17th at Kays Valley Golf Club, courtesy of the Western Golf Association, Evans Scholars Foundation, 410-583-1057. Call it now. It's time. Are we getting it? Is it? That's right, the encore.
Green,
right.
Green.
What?
Phone's ringing.
This is so not right.
I'm not even doing the, like, because some people can't control the cursing. Like, you remember what, you remember Deuce Bigelow when he took out Amy Poehler? That's when I first learned about Amy Poehler. And he took her to the baseball game and she's going, ball hair! Ball hair! And he goes, yeah, ball hair! When are we going to get a strike here? And she would just say filthy things in the car.
And now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. Hey, Norris.
I do some research for you today, my friend.
What happened there?
For me?
Hey, my friend. My friend. It's like those foreign calls that are all colors. Green, green.
Oh,
I pink up the phone.
AD&D?
Say, hello.
This is AD&D?
Yes. Anyway, he wanted to know what dry saddle meant. Sound like a dry saddle. Actually, dry is three in German. Saddle is a mug. They think it means three mugs. That's what the surname means.
Congratulations.
The clutchest man in hockey. Fourth overtime goal this year. I mean, he's just something else. And then, of course, I went down another rabbit hole because you sent me there with the Bob Gibson attack. There's a private thing offline. You attacked me about Bob Gibson. Do you know 1968?
Well, at least you were there to see it.
Yes. What a difference it was before they lowered the mound. 1968, the year they lowered the mound in baseball, seven pitchers had ERAs below two. 49 were under three. You know how many under three right now? 24. It was so dominant. Pitchers were so dominant back then. It was ridiculous. The mound was 15 inches for you kids out there. Now it's 10, and that's what caused it. Bob Gibbs, of course, led the league at 112.
Wow.
Man.
Denny McClain was right there, too.
Yeah, he was pretty awesome, too.
Yeah.
A couple of national days today. Today is National Golf Cart Day. I stay away from those.
I was going to say, what do you do doing this?
Flip one over on me. There's also National Wear Blue Day. I don't know why. I don't know why.
We all screwed that up.
And there's National Weed Your Garden Day. I'm sorry. Weed Your Garden.
Weed it.
Only a couple of birthdays. Former Baltimore Ravens Sam Adams turns 52 today. And the beautiful, the lovely, the ageless Hannah Storm turns 63 today. Doesn't look it. Does not look it, man. I'm sorry. She is beautiful.
Yep.
What you got going on over there, Jeremy?
I got a couple things here. Let's start with this. I love this one. I got a new stick deodorant today. The instructions said remove cap and push up bottom. I can barely walk, but when I fart, the room smells lovely. So when the push up the bottom, he put it in his own bottom, Joe. The wife told me the cat needed to be chipped. I only had a 9-iron, but I still got him over the shed. That's terrible. I'm an animal lover. Here we go. Beethoven had one major rule about composing. Do you guys know this?
What is it?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. So Baroque. I don't know if I need to explain that one.
Baroque.
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 I visited my new friend in his apartment. He told me to make myself at home, so I threw his ass out. I hate having visitors. My wife really hates it when our 20-year-old neighbor sunbathes topless. Me? I'm always on the fence. That means I watch.
We got you.
Okay. And this is interesting, too. Studies show that you shouldn't brush your teeth with your left hand. Have you guys read this?
Mm-mm.
They found that toothbrushes work much better. The Lee family has really been stressing me out lately. Maybe you've heard of them. Emotionally, mentally, physically, and financially. Ed is also in the Lee family. No. Yeah, don't worry. I'm there with you, too. I quit my construction job because everything was too heavy. I had to give my 2-week notice.
We got it.
Hey. Did you guys hear Skid Row and Richard Marx are joining up? The new band's going to be called Skid Marks. This one's so bad, too.
It's so bad.
That would kind of that would actually be pretty good.
What kind of soda does a dog drink? Dr. Pupper.
Oh, that was
you
just
gave him a rim shot.
God awful.
That was horrible.
That was the worst one ever.
Shut up. Two detectives knocked on my door and asked me where I'd been between 4 and 5. I said, kindergarten. And I wonder, did you see the one where the guy walks up to the car, cop walks up to the car, and he goes, excuse me, sir, have you been smoking weed? What? Or he said, are you high? What? Hi. Hello. How are you? That's how you get away with it, right? You get the whole setup. That seems very Cheech and Chong-ish. Let me give you one more here since we got time.
We're begging for it.
Yeah. A cucumber walks into a bar and the bartender asks quizzically, "What are you doing here?" The cucumber says, "Well, first of all, this thing got cut off. Damn it. Sorry, that doesn't even work."
Is that what
Joe,
he said?
Joe, did you just hit the...
Someone wants me. Someone that sent me an inbox and asked me a question, Ed.
What's that?
It's Edward.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wearing a jacket today.
Yes! Do you have a jacket?
I have my brown control hoodie today. The zip up.
I meant to tell Rob and Jeremy, I meant to tell you, we should have just come in with jackets on today.
I told Eddie should come in a bathing suit. Yeah. Yes. Just good enough for you guys.
Apple TV will be broadcasting the Orioles Angels game tonight. Hottie Watney is part of that broadcast, and she's going to join us up next on The Fan. 9:47 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Baltimore Orioles play the Angels tonight on Apple TV. Joining us right now from Apple TV, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, she is Hottie Watney. What's going on, Hottie?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well, doing well. Great to have you on the show today. Baltimore Orioles, this has not been the season that any of us anticipated. What is the national media's outlook on this Orioles season so far?
Well, I think there was a lot of surprise that the Orioles started off as slow as they did. I think that most people thought there was going to be some regression with the loss of Corbin Burnes. I mean, you lose your ace, and you know the replacements weren't exactly comparable. Charlie Morton's 41. You didn't really know what you were going to get from him, although he does seem like, outside of his last start, he looks like he's been better. And I'm looking forward to seeing him tonight because he is a guy that, you know, with that curveball, he can keep people off balance. But I think there was some pride. But the way that the team has been playing lately is a little bit more what people expected. The offense seems to be coming alive. The pitching looks a little bit better since, late May. But is it too little too late for the team? I mean, they're pretty far back in the standings.
Yeah. We're trying to find things to be happy about here because we're obviously disappointed after the last two seasons, how they're playing this year. What if it's Jackson Holliday? The kid, he's just turned old enough to drink, and he looks like he belongs now. Where does he rank among shortstops? We're talking about like all-star appearances. Where do you think he is now in the American League? I mean, second baseman.
I was going to say, shortstops, you got Gunnar Henderson over there, and he looks pretty good. Actually, one of the things that we plan on talking about tonight is, you know, the argument for Gunnar Henderson to be an all-star with such a loaded shortstop, in the American League. I mean, Bobby Witt Jr., of course, is the cream of the crop there in the American League, and Zach Neto from the Angels, you guys are going to get to see him tonight. He's been having a great season as well. But Jackson Holliday, I think this is just kind of what people expected from him. He's got the pedigree. He's got the bat speed. He's, you know, going to be a great player. It's just there was a little bit of growing pains when he first came up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big spotlight on him, right? Because of who his dad is, because of where he was drafted. And, his brother's going to go probably
number one
at the top of the draft next month. So it's an interesting situation for him, but it's nice to see him kind of getting back to what he's doing, and the spotlight's come off a little bit that he had, that glaring spotlight when he first came up. I think he's going to be a great player, and I think he's got there's just something about him and having Matt Holliday as his dad that he can fall back on when times get tough, right? And he knows how to like straighten it out. And we're seeing that from him. We're seeing him perform the way that everyone expected him to perform. And not a lot of people, it's tough to have that mental fortitude in baseball.
But I think that's one of the things that he has, and I think he's going to be a good big leaguer for a long time.
Heidi, you brought up Gunnar Henderson, and I think we're going to have this battle for years of who's going to be starting in the All-Star game between he and Bobby Witt. And obviously this year's not his year so far, but he may get in the game. My favorite thing about him is he gets pissed off when he gets walked. He throws his bat towards the dugout. But when you see this guy, and we have such a great young player, is this a guy that you think the Orioles can not only build around but hopefully keep in the future?
Well, gosh, that's a good, really good question. I get to talk to him pregame, so maybe I'll ask him about that. Oh. But it's hard to put yourself in the head of another player. I know being in the clubhouse with the Orioles in the past, they have a really tight bond. Like, this group is a young group that all came up together, the position players at least, and they're very close. You know, the Colton Cowsers and the Gunnar Hendersons and Adley Rutschmans and Jackson Holliday to some extent too. It came a little bit later, but that's something that can keep a group together and keep a group pulling in the same direction for a long time, that kind of a youthful bond. I mean, we saw it for years and years in Houston before they started dismantling that core. So I don't think it's quite over in Baltimore in terms of their window and their peak. They just need to really get the starting pitching going in the right direction and get some of their offense, you know, healthy too. Injuries have played a big part in Baltimore's slow start to the season for them this year. But Henderson, yeah, he's got a good head on his shoulder. I mean, every time you talk to him, just wholesome, loves baseball, and he's the kind of guy you want to root for. So I would hope for Baltimore's sake they can keep him locked up here for years to come. And you know, every time I've talked to him, he seems really happy with this group.
I hope so. Heidi Watney joins us, Apple TV. Heidi, whatever. When the national media takes over, you get other things and other storylines that you see. What else do you all have in store for us tonight?
Oh, well, you know, just the Angels have been kind of a surprise this year. Mike Trout was hurt for a lot of the year, but he's coming back now. He's mostly DHing until that bone bruise and can play the outfield again. He hasn't been cleared yet, but he's always a storyline whenever you're talking about the Angels. They're youth. I mean, we're going to get to see the debut of Christian Moore. He was the 8th overall pick just in last year's draft, helped lead Tennessee to the College World Series, set a new home run mark for Tennessee last year, hit 34 homers. So his debut is going to be tonight in Baltimore. He's going to be another exciting young player. And the Angels, this is what they do, right? They draft guys, and then they just throw them out there in the big leagues. They've been drafting a lot of college players, too, so they're a little more developed. But they have 14 players that are 25 or younger on their roster, and it's kind of what we saw a couple years ago with Baltimore and their position group. But the Angels have been doing that for the last 4 or 5 years, really pushing out the Zach Nettos of the world, Nolan Schanuel. The two of those guys have become superstars for the Halos, and they're just a couple games back in the division. I think they're 5 games back right now. I mean, they're in striking distance, and Ron Washington has that group ready to run through a brick wall. He's done a great job over there. So it'll be interesting to see if they can keep that push in what is a little bit of a depleted AL West this year. Baltimore's been turning on strong, and so can they keep that momentum going as they get healthy? I mean, we've seen it happen where teams can chip away and get back in it. I think the AL East is a bit of a tough division for that to happen in. But the American League as a whole is a little bit weaker this year. So if any team is going to just get super hot and go on a run, I think they could. But I think the discussion around Baltimore is a little bit more about what's going to be available at the trade deadline and how can they, you know, be buyers and sellers at the same time, really. And I get to go around the ballpark tonight. I think we're going to feature some fun ballpark things. I haven't been here in Camden in a couple of years for a broadcast, so we're going to talk about the wall and how it moves in and out. Mike Trout made a spectacular catch here in Baltimore a couple years ago. Yeah. We're going to go out to Utah Street. So I think we're going to have some fun with the broadcast from that perspective. But with two young teams and two pitchers who've been a little bit up and down this year, I think we're going to have a little bit of fun with the broadcast there. I'll get to take to Jackson Holliday for the Take the Field, which will be a lot of fun. I don't know if you've seen a lot of our broadcasts, but we always, the big thing with the Apple broadcast, right, is a fan experience. We want to take fans closer to the game. So I'm down there on the field talking to a player as he's running out to take his position on defense or as he's in the on-deck circle like last week
we talked to Ketel Marte, who's leading off the game, you know, right before he steps into the batter's box. So it's just to bring fans closer to the game. We do the manager interviews for the same reason. It's to get inside the head of the manager. You know, what's happening at this point in the game for you? What are you seeing from your position in the dugout? I'm talking to Mike Trout pregame. So it's going to be, we've got a lot of bells and whistles, and I mentioned Gunnar Henderson. But there's a lot of fun aspects to the ballpark, the ball game too. It's Father's Day weekend, so we'll probably talk to some guys about that, and we'll talk about all-star teams too. I mean, it's these two teams have so many like young, dynamic players that there's some fun storylines we can talk about with both of them.
There you go, Hadi Watney. Thanks a lot, Hadi.
Thank you.
Hey, my pleasure.
All right, enjoy Baltimore. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Let me know if she asks about me when you go down the ballpark.
I will definitely do that. I will.
I'm just curious. Just throw it out.
She probably will.
All right. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Vinny and Henny up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful day.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.